St. Peter. You can get it so right and then so wrong, just like that. So too with us, I think, huh? We should never let that pride get in there because we got something right, or think we did, remembering that we just as easily get it wrong. So that when we're right, remembering we get it wrong, and when we're wrong, remembering that we get it right. That's an important thing for our lives. It keeps us stable. It keeps us from becoming overly proud, but also not losing confidence in the good that we can really do. Peter would have never been able to say this unless he was given that gift from God. But Peter was ahead of himself. He was telling Jesus how it's going to be. And in a real sense, huh, Jesus is saying, no, no, you're the disciple. You're the follower. That you have to follow me. I'll take you where I want to lead you. That you don't understand what you're saying. That you're saying the words, but you don't know what the impact really is that you say that I am the Christ. Because death isn't going to destroy me. It's actually going to save you. So as we come to this altar, as we hear Jesus ask us, who do we say that he is? Let's lean on the faith of those who've gone before us. Like Peter, and say, Jesus, you are the Christ. But then to let Jesus be the Christ and lead us to where we don't want to go, we don't understand, but we have to follow him and not tell him how to save us.